Wright-Patterson Air Force Base officials have released findings from an investigation into a false alarm active shooter incident last August. The report details communication problems they found led to a, quote, completely uncoordinated and ineffective response. As WYSO's April Leslie reports, officials say the bungled response could have resulted in serious injury.
The report details the widespread communication failures and confusion that ensued after an employee at Wright-Patt's medical treatment facility called 911 to report an active shooter at the medical center on August 2nd. Base officials told reporters the caller may have been confused by two emergency training exercises occurring on the base at the same time. The hospital was in the midst of a mass casualty training, and an active shooter exercise was also underway at Kitty Hawk Chapel, about a mile away. When a jogger arrived at the hospital with an injured ankle during the exercise, Colonel Tom Sherman says an employee felt they were in real danger.
As the confusion was taking place and as individuals were communicating that we had a real-world individual who was injured, that we had exercise role players that were coming in at the exact same time, caused enough confusion within the staff that they began to initiate the lockdown procedures.
Other 911 calls soon followed, prompting a massive response from local, state, and federal agencies. During a subsequent sweep of the hospital, a member of the base's security squadron fired five rounds from an M4 rifle in an attempt to breach a locked door. The internal investigation found the use of that weapon was inappropriate, though there's no word yet on disciplinary action for the officer involved. The report also details a number of communication failures that occurred between base officials and non-military first responders during the incident. Local police agencies were not informed about the base's scheduled active shooter training exercises ahead of time. Sherman says that's just one policy they expect to change as a result of their investigation.
We are completely revamping our exercise process, how we account for everything, educating our liaison team members, and really looking at this as an opportunity to create a metamorphosis on how we do training, manage training, and promulgate the information across Wright-Patterson.
Not all details included in the investigator's report were made public. A second separate Air Force investigation into the inappropriate weapons discharge has yet to be released. For WYSO, I'm April Leslie.